Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again this week. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the first thing I'm going to talk to you about is something that's a very hot topic right now in Brockton, and that is Good Samaritan Hospital. What's going on with that, have you heard?
Yeah, you know, last night I was fortunate enough to attend a rally at the Firefighters Union Hall, Local 144. It was hosted by the Mass Nurses Association, also SEIU, 1199, and the Coalition for Social Justice. And so, you know, I want to be, you know, very frank. We need to make sure that Good Samaritan Medical Center, which is based in Brockton, it's a trauma center for stroke care and cardiac care, and, you know, it needs to stay open, right? It's in Brockton, but it's a regional facility. And Brockton Hospital is on the east side. The Good Sam is on the west side, abutting Route 24. So I've made no bones about it. We need to make sure that if it is acquired, it needs to be acquired in a timely manner. It cannot be closed down. And that was the mantra last night at the forum. And I also want to thank Matt Heskett, the president of Good Sam, who's been a wonderful partner. Just really upset with the corporate players at Stort who don't seem to understand what we need here in the City of Champions.
And, of course, this involves concerns about cancer treatment, too.
Yeah, I mean, my father is a survivor of cancer, and he would go, you know, every other day to the cancer center at Good Samaritan Medical Center, and it's closed right now. And so, you know, it needs to happen in a fast order where it's either going to be acquired by a really wonderful medical facility or they need to pump some money in and keep it going. So I'm going to continue as mayor to advocate. And I'm going to be supporting the nurses and everybody that is providing wonderful health care at that facility.
And speaking of health care facilities, what's the latest on Brockton Hospital?
Yeah, you know, there's been a little bit of a delay. It will open this summer. And I want to thank Bob Haffey, the CEO, and his team over there. It's just been a little bit of a delay. And, you know, originally it was going to be June, and now it's looking like it could be late July, early August. And again, you know, we have to advocate to make sure it gets open as soon as possible. The 24-hour walk-in clinic is still operational on-site over there. The nursing school is still, the Green Cancer Center is still operational. So, you know, the main hospital has been offline for over a year now, but they've been able to really, I took a tour of it a few weeks ago, Dan, they've been able to really reimagine it and provide some additional benefits that weren't there for mental and behavioral health issues. So when it does open, it's going to be a game changer, but we need to make sure it opens in a timely manner, and I'm told it's going to be late July, early August.
Now, something I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Mayor, right now we're in the season of Passover, and unfortunately there's been a lot of tension right now with all the fighting going on in Gaza, and that's spilled over onto local communities. Have you seen any issues going on in the city right now?
Nothing whatsoever in the city of Brockton. I did notice there was some arrest at Emerson College in Boston today. I know USC, Southern Cal last night was having some events, you know, Eastern Standard Time, but I think it was around dinner time, their time. So, no, we have a wonderful, diverse community, acceptance and inclusive and welcoming here in the city of Brockton. It's always been that way. And, you know, we also have a wonderful police chief, Brenda Perez, and, you know, we're going to continue to make sure that the visitors to the city, the business owners, and the residents are safe at all times.
Now, I understand the city also has some ARPA projects.
We have some fantastic American Rescue Plan federal money projects. The War Memorial for our veterans has been reimagined and revitalized when it was built. Again, it's a monument to those that paid the ultimate sacrifice and also to the veterans that have served our country and made it a wonderful country, the best in the world. So we've invested money. We put in an air-conditioned HVAC system that never existed before. The Senior Center Council on Aging is having a 5,000-square-foot addition, which is unbelievable. The Eastside Cosgrove Pool, named after the first Brocktonian killed in World War II, has a $6 million renovation. It's going to be a splash park. It's going to be just an unbelievable pool opening this June. $3 million from ARPA, $3 million from the omnibus from President Biden. City Hall, if you've driven down 45 School Street here at City Hall, $10 million renovation, exterior and interior of the city of Brockton. And all around the city, we have seven districts, seven wards. We have playgrounds and parks that are being touched by ARPA. So I'm excited. I'm also really proud of the fact that we've used the money for legacy projects and also to help our community. $2 million went to 43 nonprofits, about an average of $50,000 per nonprofit here in Brockton, and $650,000 earmarked to Father Bill's Mainspring to help our homeless population, Dan. So really happy that you asked that question. And, you know, we're excited by the projects and the progress going on here in the city of Brockton.
And it stands, it's going to be a cell phone ban for students next year.
We're working diligently with Kevin McCaskill, the new principal of Brockton High, just a fantastic, fantastic leader as the new principal. Dr. Jim Cobbs is our superintendent. I chair the school committee. We have seven elected members, and we just appointed a replacement for the unexpired term in Ward 1. Jorge Vega is the new Ward 1 school committee chair, and I mean a member. And, yeah, I mean, we've made some tough decisions, but it's really to protect the integrity of the educational facility at Brockton High School and the environment. It's not to stifle, but it's to help and to foster really a learning environment for the students and staff.
All right, Mr. Mayor. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.